Working Late in Washington.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Just a few hours ago, the Senate burned some late-night oil and voted to move a massive health care bill forward. Every Republican voted no, but Democrats had the bare minimum of 60 votes to cut off any chance of delays. President Obama wants to sign a final bill early in the new year, and it'll likely offer some gain and some pain for employees and employers alike. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the rundown.
Here are the broad outlines. If your employer doesn't provide health insurance, you'll have to buy it on your own. If you can't afford it, there's a government subsidy. Many companies will face fines if they don't offer coverage. The Senate bill also has some sweeteners. Small businesses get a tax credit to help them buy coverage, and there's a big tax exemption for nonprofit health plans. There's a fair deal of bad-tasting medicine in here as well. Higher taxes on so-called Cadillac health plans, on Medicare benefits for wealthy retirees, and on drug companies, medical device makers, and for-profit health insurers. The American Hospital Association likes the Senate plan. The American Medical Association hasn't said yet, but it'll be happy with one provision. Instead of a tax on cosmetic surgery, the bill raises revenue with a 10% tax on tanning salons. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We're seeing a little buying in overseas markets. Everybody is up in Europe. Shares in London, Frankfurt, and Paris all higher by 0.5% or more. In Asia, Japanese and Chinese shares rose today, but the Hang Seng closed off more than 1%. Stock futures here at home are pointing to a mixed opening. Last week, the Dow and S&P fell overall. With some better-than-expected earnings reports last week from Oracle and Research in Motion, the tech-heavy NASDAQ tacked on 1%. It's been a bit of a blowback today to last week's UN climate change summit. The conference ended over the weekend with a bare minimum agreement on heat-trapping gases. And now the so-called price of carbon is lower in Europe. Let's bring in Marketplace's Stephen Beard with the latest. He's joining us live from London. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So obvious first question, what's traded in the carbon market?
Carbon allowances. This is all about trying to make companies pay when they emit more carbon, so they'll emit less and put more money into non-carbon energy sources. So mainly here in Europe, you have this cap and trade system. Many European companies have had their levels of carbon emissions capped. If those companies want to emit more, they have to buy carbon allowances issued by governments and then traded between companies. So when governments get really tough on carbon and crack down on emissions, these permits will become a lot more expensive.
And what happened to the price of those permits this morning?
They got a lot cheaper. They fell quite sharply this morning by 8%. That's having fallen by 6% at the end of last week. Trevor Sikorsky of Barclays Capital says the market is saying the Copenhagen summit was a failure.
It was that failure to really have an agreement that meant anything, that spelled out, you know, where we were really going to go in terms of global emission reductions. Nothing like that came out of Copenhagen.
He says any hopes that the price of carbon or carbon allowances would rise sharply in the short term, making it more expensive to pollute, those hopes have been dashed by the rather weak Copenhagen Accord.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, working to meet the capital needs of qualified businesses and consumers. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/ahead. And by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
If you're still in the market, you have just a few days to get a Christmas tree. Even in a bad economy, they can go for upwards of a couple hundred bucks. But if you have a little extra time and a little elbow grease, you can find a cheaper alternative in the woods. Shannon Mullen reports.
America's national forests are full of bargain Christmas trees. For $10 or less, anyone can get a permit, go into the woods, and cut one down. The program's been around since the late 1940s, but the Forest Service says permit sales have increased 50% in the last 2 years.
I think because we've advertised it a little bit more, and of course with the economy.
Herb Karsten is a ranger in New Hampshire's White Mountain National Forest. He says tree cutters come here from near and far.
It's really cheap. These trees aren't the best looking. They don't look trimmed, and they're, you know, depends what you're looking for. But the experience, I think, is what most people come out for.
Including Greg Felling and Carrie Muldoon, who drove 2 hours from Boston, where they say Christmas trees are too expensive.
They charge by the foot in some places.
Yeah, by the foot. It's $10 by the foot with a $50 minimum.
Have you ever done this before, cut your own Christmas tree?
No, I've always went to like Home Depot, but yeah, it's my first time. So I'm really excited. And
so you made a day trip all the way up here for a Christmas tree?
It's having fun.
Yeah, it's beautiful country, and it's still a little bit costly to drive up here, but it's still cheaper than just going and buying a Christmas tree pre-cut.
And the Forest Service gets some help with habitat management. There are some places and certain size trees that are off limits, but for the most part, people can cut what they want. Muldoon and Felling spotted a nice 10-foot tree about a half mile into the woods.
Smells good.
It's a little more work. If you don't mind a little bit of adventure, I think it's well worth to get out here and do this. And it brings out, like, the man and the logger. Timber!
Muldoon and Felling say one downside to this process, there's no one to help you carry your tree back to the car and tie it to the roof. But at city prices, they might have paid $100 or more for the same size tree. Adventure not included. In the White Mountains of New Hampshire, I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
And finally, a restaurant in Cleveland is offering a lifetime 25% off to anyone with a tattoo of a grilled cheese sandwich. The Melt Bar and Grilled got together with a nearby tattoo shop for the promotion. One regular now sports a tattoo of Popeye, and instead of holding a can of spinach, yeah, the Sailor Man's clutching a grilled cheese. Hey, check us out online at our website. You can share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.